This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. That's why we win. That's what I say all the time. That's why we win. Like I said earlier, head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, where, you know what, use promo code Joe. You get some great slippers, pillows. You know, I told you, we just got the king size 2.0 my pillow, and I'm not just saying that. I mean, the first night I had it, I noticed a difference. I noticed a difference in the pillow. I noticed a difference in the heat coming off my head. I noticed all of that. I actually enjoyed very much. Was very comfortable with it. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. All right, let's get to it. I got so much. MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Promo code Joe on your way out. You save anywhere from 30 to 70%. 30 to 70%. All right. You know, just day after day after day after day. We had little kids. You know, if this was a school and, again, a non-transgender, non-gay, non-whatever person shot the school up, the whole narrative would be different right now. Right? We'd be talking about the kids that were killed. We'd be talking about the people that would be killed. No. What's everything surrounded about or surrounding? How the transgender community now is being targeted. Right? And unlike the left, you've heard none of us say that because a transgender person shot up a school, shot up kids, that all transgender people need to be, you know, rounded up and whatever, whatever, re-educated, re-whatever. None of that. We don't blame the whole community for the actions of one. However, what's really making them crazy is the fact that here, if you're on medication, this person was seeing a counselor on medication, was noted to be a little violent. Why did they have guns? Why were they allowed to have guns? All right? Even after notifying the local police or after letting friends know what was going to happen, nobody did anything. But now the whole thing's been twisted and turned around to where somehow now the trans community is the victim. The trans community is the one we're supposed to feel bad for. Not the six people that were killed, not the three kids that were killed, for no reason whatsoever. And if you saw the video, you saw how sick that was. I mean, she really looked at, and yeah, there's. I'm going to play it later on. But you actually had somebody come on and say, well, the reason that you have all this hate going on is because the police and the news keep misgendering the person. No, the reason you have all this hate going on is because three innocent kids and three innocent people were killed with absolutely no reason for it. That girl hadn't been to that school in 11 years, I think it was. Why? Why did they pick on that school? What's the reason? right? So they had in Tennessee, they had a trans die-in. Now think about that. After a trans person killed six people, including three children, this is the height of absurdity. You know, if you really want to keep trans people from dying, if you really want to help them, how about we encourage more access to suicide hotlines? How about we encourage more access, right, for mental health for them? And when I say them, I don't mean them like, ooh, look at them. Right, again, the American Medical Association, this is a condition, right? Gender dysphoria is a condition. It's just amazing. Now, look, there are approximately 1.6 million people in the United States that consider themselves transgender. Let's even say that some people won't admit to it, and it's 3 million, right? There were 32 transgender people murdered in 2022. Not that any murder or any form of violence like this is okay. That means the trans community is murdered at a rate of 0.002%, among the lowest in the country. They try to make it sound like it's the highest. They try to make it sound like, you know, gay, lesbian, transgenders are being murdered at just uncountable rates. Can we just tell the truth? That's the part of it. I mean, you've indoctrinated some of these people to take whatever the latest headline is, whatever you're feeding them, and let them run with it. Right? And again, you saw it happen. You can go look at it. What kind of threat is there for these trans people when they can storm a state capitol building, right? The insurrection, I don't care what you call it. I mean, that's a true insurrection when they go in and they start taking it over, when they decide that they have a right to be in there. You have all these left-wing... Yeah, let's do it. Let's do what they do. You have these left-wing insurrectionists storm the Tennessee Capitol. I wonder how many were arrested. Anybody know how many were arrested? You know how many are tracked by the FBI? How many will be picked up, put in jail, and not be heard from for a while? I can show you pictures of how many of them were laying around, right? How many of them had stormed the place? How much trouble they caused? You heard nothing. Be back in a few minutes.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Don't sit in your house, it's always a pleasure to have you with me, have a little fun with you. I really appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, texting, tweeting, just being part of the conversation. Seriously. Right? I mean, it's crazy. We're talking about the violent now, left-wing insurrection. You know, the people who stormed the Tennessee, Capitol. I mean, if you watch the videos, you can see that the Capitol Police, their Capitol Police, having a hard time controlling these people. But the left won't, not a word. She won't say anything. Oh, they won't say anything. Marjorie Taylor Greene said that the trans mob literally doing exactly what the people did on January 6th in Tennessee. Right? Now think about this. A trans person murdered six people, three children, three adults, in a school shooting. And on the eve of the Trans Day of Vengeance, what do? They do the same thing that was done on January 6th. You don't agree? 877-855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, they're going in there, they're causing havoc. Now, whether they broke things on purpose or not, I don't know, but the mere fact that they were, you know, trying to get in, trying to push their way through, pushing cops out of their way, just shows you what they were doing, right? They were chanting, no action, no peace. And again, they did damage. I want to know what will happen to them. I want to know what's going on. You'll never hear, you know, I mean, we will never really hear exactly what's going on. They had one person that they took into custody. One person tweeted, we took the House floor demanding justice to the end of support for the NRA, end of support of gun violence, end of support of these guns. I still don't know. I wish one of them would call the show. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. What do you mean by support? Right? What do you mean by end support for the NRA? End support. Who supports gun violence? Now, you know what they're going to say. By supporting guns, you support gun violence. Got it. So if we support the trans community, are we supporting trans violence? Because, I mean, that's what just happened, right? It doesn't stop. Right? They talk about never quitting, never stopping. Protect our kids. My God, maybe I said this the other night and I meant it. I'd love to protect our kids the same way we protect our money, the same way we protect our gold and silver companies, the same way we protect our securities company. Right? The same way you protect courthouses. We can't do that for kids? I mean, no, really. We can't do that. If we can't do it for kids, don't be a hypocrite and say that you want to take guns away from people. How about all of them, including you that protect, I don't know, governors, presidents, congress people? How about we get rid of all of them? What do you think? And then the anti-gun protesters destroyed signs of people with different views. Proof that you can't have a different viewpoint. Sarah Astor, 24, and Sean McGill, 25, they had signs that read, the only thing that stopping a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. Several people approached them, accosted them, and ripped up the signs. That's okay. When did that become okay? You see, again, the hypocrisy, their own hypocrisy, what they're looking at, it doesn't make any sense, and not just to me. It doesn't make any sense, even to some of the people on their side. More and more Dems are looking at this, looking at what's going on with Trump and going, hey, wait a minute. There's something drastically wrong here. This isn't right. Right? Here you are going after him. I don't know. I don't know if he lied or didn't lie. I don't know. But you're going after Trump for what mostly is already, the statute of limitations have already run out on. And Joe Biden, nothing. Hunter Biden, nothing. Right? The Clintons, nothing. Because haven't done anything wrong. Joe? Right? Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Truly be part of the solution. And that's how we win. That's how we make a difference. But you got to get informed first. So we don't end up looking like fools when this goes down. When anything goes down, for that matter. So we now have a radical day of vengeance to happen. Can you imagine MAGA having a day of vengeance? What would happen if it had the MAGA tag on it? Seriously, in all honesty. The official event is Saturday at 11 a.m. in front of the Supreme Court in D.C. But many online fear violence across the country against conservatives and Christians after Monday shooting. Right? Now, one of the tweets that was put up said, Christian, this is what trans community thinks of you. You got to see the picture. Not cool. But nothing will be done. Oh, matter of fact, 2 hours ago it was up. Now it's down. So Twitter pulled it down. Now, some of my right-wing friends are going, you know, hey, isn't this freedom of speech? I thought you were fighting for freedom of speech. I thought we're fighting for... Well, yeah, but you can't call for the demise of another group. You can't, even in freedom of speech, you can't call for killing or hurting or maiming other people. There is a limit. Yes, you heard me. There is a limit. You heard the you can't yell fire in a theater. Now, does that make common sense to anybody? People get trampled. Maybe not today. There's only, you know, these theaters only have 100 people in them now. But you see what I mean? You got to be smart about it. The time is now. The trans, non-binary, gender, non-conforming, intersex communities are facing an astronomical amount of hate from the world. Right. The Trans Radical Activist Network, TRANS, stated on its website, TRAN is a trans activist group that describes itself as a network of unapologetic activists fighting for queer liberation. As of Wednesday, 2 days after the school shooting in Nashville, the event is still listed as on the TRAN website. Right? Now this is, according to them, like the Stonewall riots, the gay and lesbians were experiencing what the trans community is facing now. The cycle of hate needs to end, and in fact it must. Allies, siblings, we need you now more than ever to join this group. The group of what? Right? Now some say it's about unity, not inciting violence. Really? Read it again. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Be back in a few minutes.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis called the indictment of former President Trump un-American and said the state would not assist in any extradition request. This after a Manhattan grand jury voted to indict Trump on criminal charges for his whole role regarding a non-disclosure payment that was made to an adult film star during his 2016 campaign. The next step in the indictment is for former President Trump to turn himself in. Correspondent Lisa G reports.
The typical scenario would be for Trump to surrender at the district attorney's office. At that point, he would be processed, fingerprinted, and then get a mugshot. As of now, there is no exact timing on when that processing would take place.
Wall Street giving the thumbs up to Thursday at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 141 points. Tim Berg, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-PRO-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know what? Somebody said in the chat room, I think you're right. I really do. I think if I was Trump, I'd say, come on, handcuff me. I want you to. They're gonna make a martyr out of this guy. Somebody had said earlier, they're worried that they're gonna murder Trump. They're going to kill him. And I said, are they really that stupid? If they murdered him, if they actually shot him, if they assassinated him, you know, and it's not even people who love him necessarily, but it's people who love freedom and liberty, you would have the second revolution on your hand. There'd be no way around it. Right? People aren't going to put up with it. We saw it happen in the 60s. People wouldn't tolerate it. I think it'd be worse now because so many feel frustrated. So many feel like they're losing their freedoms, they're losing their country. They're going to play a piece by I don't even want to call him a governor, Gavin Newsom, who thinks he's all that in a bag of chips. He really is very, very full of himself. He thinks that this is one of the freest states on the planet, but definitely in this country. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The trans group is calling all their allies to stand up, fight with us to bring down the forces that try to divide and subjugate us all. It's all about pushing back it. Look at, first of all, it's a line of hooey. Because it's totally against the Christian faith. Because outspokenly, the Christian faith says, first and foremost, there's only two genders, male and female, because that's how God made it. Whether you like it or not, that's how it goes down. And the problem is that the Democrat Party is not our God. The Democrat Party is not the one we take our spiritual marching orders from. And that makes them crazy. Drives them totally out of their minds. Right? And we won't buy into all their garbage. Now, some of you guys today are very excited about Jacob Chansley, released from prison. He was released 14 months early after that new footage was shown. The problem is he wasn't really released. Do you understand that? He was moved to a halfway house in Phoenix. Now, this comes after new footage was released by the, you know, by public, showed Sandley being escorted around the Capitol by the police. It was aired by Fox News. He was sentenced to 3 years in prison. He pleaded guilty to obstruction of an official proceeding. Mr. Chansley's projected release date in custody is May 25th, 2023. Now, again, he's still being held by the FBI. Right? Now, his attorney told the Daily Mail that after serving 11 months in solitary prior to his sentence being imposed, and only 16 months of his sentence thereafter, it's appropriate this gentle and intelligent young man be permitted to move forward to the next stage of what undoubtedly would be a law-abiding enhanced life. You know what? He had a law-abiding life before. Again, they were let in visibly. You can see it. They were let in by the police, by the Capitol Police. Why is this a problem? Right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. It's just getting worse and worse and worse. All right, let's have a few minutes of our TikTok friends. I don't even know. I don't know any other way to do this or go with it. But you know what? Take a listen. Seriously. When you hear these people speak, when you hear what they have to say, you may just pull your kids out of school and get it over with. Take a listen.
Aiden Hale, that's the name of the Nashville shooter. Aiden Hale, that's the name of the Nashville shooter. This video is about to be very uncomfortable for a lot of us. It's very uncomfortable for me to talk about, but we need to talk about it. Aiden did a very horrendous thing. Period, point blank. We need QP reform in our country. But the way that the media and the police are misgendering and deadnaming Aiden is quite concerning. It's also concerning that I had to go to the Telegraph from UK to actually get Aiden's chosen name. It's upsetting that constantly it is she, her pronouns. That is incredibly frustrating. Because even though they did this horrible thing does not mean that we get to do those things. That's a boundary, and we can hold people accountable without being transphobic, even for some of the most horrendous things. So while you're watching this, also watch for transphobia, because it's very clearly coming out. Aiden Hale.
I love this. So, transphobia. And again, why are we using the term improperly? I will never understand. Okay? I mean, we're not afraid of the trans community. But the only thing, I mean, you make one quick mention within 2 seconds that what he did was horrendous, or what she did was horrendous. And that's it. The rest of it is all about the police and others misgendering this person. I tell you something, you know, what you people forget, you heard me, you people, what you forget is what some of the immigrant groups went through in this country. You forget what the Irish were called, what the Germans were called, what the Italians were called. Find me where the Italians, the Germans, the Irish, the whatever, where they went about shooting the place up because somebody called them a derogatory name. You know, find me that. You can't. It's not how we operated. So why should you get to operate? Why do you get a pass? Why do you get to operate that? You don't. You just don't. It's not right. It's not fair. And at no point should we think, sit back and go, well, you know, we went through a lot and all the mental health stuff, and that's why they're having the issues they're having. No, it's not acceptable. It's not right. The people on the left should figure out if they need help, if they need mental help, then help them get it. Don't sit here and make excuses for them. Help them get it. Because that's all they, really, it's all you guys do, is you make excuses for their bad behavior on a regular basis. Well, speaking of bad behavior, this is another perfect example of somebody who's totally lost. And I mean totally lost. Take a listen.
And one of the things that we saw during the midterm elections is that people don't want their freedoms to be taken. They want us to fight for their freedoms. And so it is shameful. It is disturbing. And our hearts go out to the trans community as they are under attack right now. But
I'm sorry. What? Have you ever heard her say that about the Christian community? Actually, use those words off her lips. Our hearts go out to the Christian community. Our hearts go out to those that were shot in that church, in that school, in that whatever. Have you heard that come out of her mouth? No. No, and you won't. Okay, because for them, it's not the politically correct thing to do. The idea is, you know, truly, what's been going on for now for years, not months, not days, years, is the attack on Christianity, the attack on Christians, the attack on Jews, for that matter. And you don't have to believe it. Doesn't mean it's not true. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, get informed. People, if you're religious, if you're Jewish, if you're a Christian, look, take an honest look at what's going on around you. Take an honest look at what's happening. Right? You're in trouble. We're in trouble, for that matter. Nobody's going to protect you. Nobody's going to step in the way. You're done. I'm sorry. You know, Joey B's speech today was more than funny. I mean, seriously. Coming out, talking about the wonderful things that the transgender community has done. Right? And no real mention, no real... What about the wonderful things the Christian community has done? And they've done many of them. They've done plenty of them. When do you fix that? Come on, Joey. When do you speak up and actually fix it? They won't, because they got to stay politically correct. It's the only way. It's the only way they keep their base happy. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Don't go far.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200, plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Back, Duncan Singer, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation, right? I mean, seriously. Make sure you got the information you need to step out on. All right. God bless. I don't even know how I'm going to get this one down. Swallow this, as they say. Joey B says that transgender people have shaped our nation's soul. Really? Days after the, you know, transgender killer, 6 Christians in a school massacre. Now, I would say that he doesn't understand, but that would be speaking truth. He really doesn't get it. He really doesn't understand. He really doesn't know what's going on around him. He is being fed this stuff. He's being told this stuff. There's no way any sane person would say that days after what took place. Right? Just amazing. I just don't get this. I don't get why more of us aren't upset about this. And actually, I shouldn't say that. I know more of you are upset about it when you do something. When you actually going to do something about it. This man actually got up after this took place I don't get it. How come he didn't speak up for the Christian community? The White House press briefing, press secretary, you know, you just heard her, Jean-Pierre said she came out. Actually, she came out as gay on Coming Out Day back in 2022. She doubled down on his remarks. Right? That basically, I mean, these kids don't matter at this point. Look how quickly they turned it away from the transgender person. Look how quickly, and then see what happens with Trump today. Where's all the news targeted? The White House statement on Transgender Day of Visibility claimed that the many bills going into effect across the U.S. to prohibit child sex changes and the medical mutilation of minors, right? This is what's causing these problems. They are discriminatory. No, they're not. I'm going to say it again. You've got countries that are now passing laws against it. You have doctors that have finally grown a spine and are stepping up again. It doesn't matter how your kid feels. This is why some of you argue with me about feelings. Feelings shouldn't dictate how you move, what you do. Reality should. Facts should. These kids do not have the ability to. Who's that? One of the first most prominent young people. I Am Jazz. Remember her? Very young age. I think it was 8 or 9 or what have you. She's going through all kinds of mental issues now. Mental health issues, depression, all kinds of medical issues. How dare you do that? You parents that are allowing this to happen to your kids at a young age, shame on you. Do your homework. And don't do your homework from a left-leaning point of view only. Get all the information from both sides or all three sides of the issue and learn. This epidemic, so to speak. Even Bill Maher, that's a hardcore lefty, or was anyhow, has said the same thing. This is ridiculous. Are you people using your mind? Using/losing your mind? It's just amazing. Biden mentioned the Club Q mass shooting in Colorado last year, neglecting to mention that it was carried out by what? Someone who identified as non-binary. This is an issue. Okay? It never stops. It just never stops with these people. They never see the reality of the truth. They can't admit to it. They're always deflecting. Again, this is the party, the group, the club of non-responsibility. I don't even know what to say. The club of non-responsibility. How's that? Biden noted that he's engaged every federal agency to help push transgender ideology, including the Department of Education, Health and Human Services, and so on. Why? You just heard a minute ago. They make up 0.002%. Well, Christians make up a point of a bigger point, bigger percentage. So do Jews. Actually, so does the black population. Right? On last year's Transgender Day of Visibility, Biden demanded that American parents affirm their kids. Affirmation means accepting the. This is a lie. I'm sorry, but it is. I mean, some of you are going to write me hate. Just keep your emails. Because I know what science says. I know the damage you're doing to these kids. I know that even though you have some of these phony reports that they're much happier after they have the operation, it's not true. The majority of them are not much happier after they have the operation. Right? Does it take care of it for them? I know you'd like to believe it does, but it doesn't. You have taken away every absolute in the life of these kids. Every one of them. There's no boy or girl. What life is valuable? When you can take the life of a baby, I mean, quote, oh, I'm sorry, a fetus. When you can take the life of a fetus that quickly, a baby growing in the womb, God knows what else it's going to be. I mean, what? Nothing phases you at that point, right? Seriously. And I know you're seeing all these memes all over the place about, you know, the Germans, the Japanese, or whatever, whatever, giving up their guns. It's not funny. It's not even tongue-in-cheek. It's real. You have absolutely nothing to fight with at that point. Nothing. And some people say, well, you're not going to fight off the American military now with the guns that you have. Well, you know what? Maybe not. But we're going to slow them down. That's number one. I mean, when you think this through, not every... I said it the other night with some of the military people I've spoken with. Not everybody in the military is going to turn their guns on Americans as a whole. Let that sink in. They don't have the support at the lower level that they have at that the upper generals and so forth think they should be pushing. Man, those guys, and at this point, they're pretty useless. I mean that. They're pretty useless. They're not sticking up for this country. They're not sticking up for the things that this country stood for, stands for. And I love some of you guys on the left who write me afterward. No, really. I love this stuff. You want like the good old days, like when we had slavery? No. When we had love for America. When we had love for each other. When we want to protect freedom and liberty. We want to protect your right to say what you want to say while you're not protecting our right to say what we want to say. Right? I find all that amazing. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. You know, maybe we need to have the mantra like them. I'll not shut up. I will not comply. I'll not give in. I love what these people call us a democracy, don't you? We need to protect our democracy. We're not a democracy. We're a constitutional republic, which is totally different. In the next hour, we're going to talk a little bit about the Second Amendment. Because, you know, we're hearing so much how it wasn't or isn't absolute. Well, I got news for you. It was going to be even more absolutely absolute. You heard Zoe earlier kind of fault Trump for not knowing how bad the deep state was. Right? Oh, I got news for you. I'm telling you, our founding fathers didn't know how bad it was. Our founding fathers didn't understand, truly understand, how corrupt we could actually get. And maybe they did, just felt it to be, you know, by the way they set up the government, to be ways to stop men and women from doing what they do. But man, I'll tell you what, they have learned how to skirt. They have learned how to get along, or get around. It's just amazing to me. All right, like I said, when we come back, we're going to talk about Governor Newsom. And he's got a new organization called Campaign for Democracy. He says that America is in an existential struggle for democracy. Well, we weren't there. How can we struggle to be there? Right? He thinks it's the banning of books. Who's banning books? Restricting speech. You mean like you are? Fetishizing weapons of war. Really? And telling our kids there's no girl or boy? Wow. And we're the screwed up ones. Right. There you go. All right. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a little bit. Don't go far, people. We got so much going on. So much to discuss. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Save the number. You're going to need it. Be right back.